T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is alarming, and I don't use that word casually here. In the past 2 years, that is from 2017 through 2019, the percentage of college students who vape nicotine tripled. That is, those who vaped at least once in the past 30 days went from 6% in 2017 to 22% in 2019. We've been studying drugs for 4 decades. We've never seen anything go up that fast. For marijuana, same thing. It went from 5% in 2017 to 14% in 2019. And it's not just college students. It's the same age group that is not in college. And their rates have doubled. So in 2017, vaping marijuana was 8%, and it went up to 17% in 2019. And for nicotine, it went from 8 to 18%. So, again, these are just, we've never seen things go up this fast. And we're real concerned because the health risks associated with vaping. And that got a lot of attention in the past year before COVID hit. And now that COVID's here, some great research, top-notch research is coming out to tell us that young people who vape in the past 30 days are 5 to 7 times more likely to catch COVID than those who do not. And this is not my research. This is just research that came out in the past 2 weeks.
And I would imagine that their lungs aren't working as well, and it's a respiratory disease, so they probably have more complications too, have a harder time healing from it.
I don't know if the science says that, but it sure makes sense to me. Absolutely. And I think it's kind of a compromised lung situation that sets them up for, well, not just COVID, for all kinds of problems. And then the other thing is nicotine, how addictive it is. So, you know, for 4 decades, we saw these great declines in cigarette smoking among young people. And those are great benefits, right? Because if you're not smoking when you're young, you hardly ever pick it up as you get older. So this is wonderful news for the health of the nation. And now, in just like the past 2 years, you know, we see vaping, like right now, as of 2019, over 1 in 5 young adults ages 19 to 22 vape nicotine in the past month. And so, I don't know, all those gains we've made in terms of keeping people off of nicotine, because it is very addictive, you know, we're losing ground now. Something we haven't done again for up until the past couple of years. We were gaining important ground.
Any reason that you think that we're seeing these increases? You know, I've done so many stories, especially when we were having all the lung diseases and things, and you hear different things. Well, kids are stressed, so they turn to that, or they know that maybe like the Juul flavored was bad for them or things like that. Or what do you think might be causing it? Did your research give any indications?
There's all kinds of reasons. One of the most important ones, we think, is people's perceptions about how dangerous vaping is. So how harmful is vaping to your health? And what we see with other drugs is when young people see the harmfulness, when we see a drop in harmfulness, as young people say, that's not so bad, we see an uptick in use. So a lot of what's driving this, we think, is that the perception that's not that bad. Even when the scientific evidence comes out saying, yes, it is bad, it takes a while for that to catch up to young people. I guess a good question is, what's COVID going to do? Is this going to be a reason for people to stop vaping? The other reason could be that, you know, a lot of the recent scientific attention about the dangers of vaping, that's definitely coming out. So, again, it's sort of perceptions that it's not dangerous, maybe a safer alternative than cigarettes, and that's the false impression that people walk around with, and then that, this is why we see the uptake. Now, the other thing is that it's convenient. One can vape and essentially hide it. It doesn't smell like cigarettes. So it's almost very few, which probably, you know, helps in terms of social disapproval. If you're not smelling like cigarette smoke, people aren't going to raise their eyes. And with vaping, with vaping, there's just no scent. So
you also showed that any type of use of marijuana was up. Not just
vaping. Yeah. So, right. So we saw that annual use is about 43% for this age group, and this is the highest it's been since the early 1980s. So it has been creeping up for a while. But what we're most concerned about is what we call daily or near daily marijuana use. That's people using it on 20 or more occasions in the past 30 days. And that continues to go up. We're at record highs for that prevalence now, too. So among college students, about 6% are considered daily marijuana users. And that's using in any form, as you say.
Like edibles or
stuff. Yeah, edibles, definitely vaping. And then among those non-college, the same age, it's 15%. That's 1 in 7. Young adults not in college getting high on a daily basis, and that's a big concern, because frequent marijuana use has been identified by the science and specifically the Surgeon General as being a risk factor for mental health problems, cognitive problems, and just overall bad health. So we get real concerned when we see frequent marijuana use going up like that.
What's your advice to, I know these aren't kids, they're young adults, but any advice to parents or to these kids? I mean, there's help available, or what do you say, or what do we do? What do we need to do more of?
There's some great research about, essentially given parents license to stay in their kids' lives regarding health decisions, even when they go off to college. Although who's going off to college these days? I guess some young people still are. So the idea is that it's very important for parents, because a lot of what we see begins with college, right? It's often the case, for example, for alcohol use, binge drinking, for example. When we take 12th graders that are about to go off to college, their binge drinking is not very high. Once they go off to college, it zooms up. And so back to, you know, parents making sure that, you know, part of the discussion when the kid goes off to college and continued monitoring has to be regarding drug use. Now, I can imagine some parents not wanting to do that and some college students not wanting to have parents in their lives like that. But it's kind of a continuation of what parents were doing during adolescence. And so it doesn't need to stop just as they go off to college. The other thing is that I think part of being young, which is a great thing, is to not worry so much about the future, to have feelings of invincibility, to think, I should try things. I should experiment. I should go out and push myself. And there's a lot of other ways to do that without getting into, especially right now, vaping. So I think risk-taking is an important part of the young person's experience, and perhaps if you do it right, across the entire lifespan. But the idea is to find other less health-compromising ways to express risk.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to add about this that I didn't ask that's important?
Yeah, I think there's some good news that I want to emphasize. So, you know, there's definitely a concern with opioid abuse in this country. And what we're seeing among young people, whether they go off to college or not, are significant decreases in the past 5 years in opioid use how to put this. So the 30-day prevalence is dropping to kind of lows we've not seen for a couple of decades. So there's some good news there. And some other drug use seems to be going down as well. For example, Molly and ecstasy are going down. So it's good to see these decreases and to emphasize that, because it gives us hope that even high levels of, in this case, vaping, that too can go down.
All right. This is great information. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Deanna.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.